It is Today FM. I'm absolutely delighted to have Kieran from De Laurentiis in studio. How are you, sir?
Good. I'm good.
It has been a while. Latest single is out at the moment, SOS. I found this whole album was like very charged and very emotional in a De Laurentiis kind of way, but also politically. And this is kind of like a cry for help for vulnerable people, this single.
Yeah, I mean, it's mad how the album has been received. It was a really scary time for us that we went away and took a while to get it right, get it to be the album we wanted. And it's, you know, it's a bit scary in that off kind of period, you know. You're not gigging, you're not out meeting people, you're not playing music. It's all studio stuff, which can feel like you question stuff a lot more. But the reaction to the songs has been amazing, and people, you know, coming up to you and saying that, as well as it connecting on a kind of an emotional level with them, like, it's also, some of the songs are connecting with sort of what's going on in the world and stuff. It connects with how you're feeling. So like something like In Darkness We Feel Our Way was very much about us trying to, you know, make sense of the world and get out and kind of try and put a positive spin on, like, you know, the world can be tough and all that kind of thing. But as well, you have to find your place in it, and you have to find, you know, that thing between happiness and joy. Like, happiness is a long-term satisfaction and joy is moments. If you're always searching for, you know, the moments, then you forget about the kind of long-term. And I think that's kind of reflected across the album.
These are songs that are you just throwing your guts on the paper and just saying, this is it, we're just throwing it all at the wall here, this is it. Even developing new bass techniques, things like that, the bubble bass technique, I remember reading about that going, yeah, they're using that for a melody now and not so much as rhythm. And that's madness, but it works so well. Like going from 4-4 beats to 3-4 beats just to create more suspense in a song. To me, that's a beautiful thing.
We wanted to push ourselves. And maybe what happens with that is maybe the songs aren't as simplistic. Maybe the songs don't, the first time you hear them, you don't go, that's a hit. What happens is over time it seeps into you and maybe it connects with you on a kind of a deeper level. And
look, De Laurentiis isn't the type of band that goes out there to get number ones. De Laurentiis is the type of band that writes meaningful music that lasts time.
Like, if you're going to be going out touring, you know, for 2 years an album, you need to feel it. You need to believe in it. And True Surrender for us, when we had it finished, we kind of sat back and said, yeah, you know, this is, you know, we're proud of this. And it doesn't always happen with an album that you do that, but it was a really kind of special thing to sit back and go, yeah, like, this is something you can stand behind. This is the album that, like, when someone said, play us an album of yours, or something.
But it is the milestone, in fairness, because if you look, I have all your albums, and if you look, you're kind of going, yeah, wow, this is a whole, compared to previous, like, releases, this is like a whole different place, you know?
Well, it's kind of cool because it completes a lot of stuff, you know, there's,
it's,
you know,
a reflection of a turbulent part of your life as well.
Yeah, but as well, like, I mean, like, that's what you're doing, you know, if you get it right, you know, if you can stand up and say, yeah, I put everything I had into this and I'm proud of what the album is. I mean, people, I was talking to a girl in Cork the other night, and I hope she doesn't mind me saying, but she came up afterwards and she said she wanted to write about the album because she said no one is writing about how Ireland is right now, you know. That'll happen in the future. People will write retrospectively about how Ireland is and housing crisis and all this kind of stuff. But she said right now that's what is in this album, and stuff like that kind of blows us away a little bit. And from the start, this album was a risk for us. We took a chance. We pushed ourselves. We did everything we could to get it right. And now we're out playing gigs, you know. The album went, as you said, to number one. You know, people are kind of connecting with it. People, and it's growing. Put everything, we'll turn ourselves inside out for the album.
Well, like I said, right, look, anyone can write a good song. To write a really good album takes a lot. And this is one of those albums, I mean, straight to number one independent charts, as I said, but it is one of those albums that, you know, it does frequently appear and come out to be played in my house. And it's one of those ones that's kind of like, okay, I'll play it. And it's one of those ones that you don't get sick of. And I think that stands the test of time. I think that's the main thing when it comes to an album. Just go back to the tour, because I want to mention some of these dates. You guys are going to be in Belfast on Thursday.
Yeah.
You're going to be in Dundalk on Friday.
Spirit Store.
Brilliant venue. Then the Olympia big gig on the 10th, and then of course London and the Oslo on the 17th as well. That Olympia gig, I am writing saying this is very, very close to selling out. So if you haven't got your tickets, go out and get your tickets right now at Ticketmaster.ie, because it is very close. I mean, just a number of seats left for that, or spaces left for that.
It's going to be, it's like, you know, it's like you get these moments in your career that you get to kind of go, yes, you know.
this is a victory for humanity.
Yeah, I don't know about humanity, but
no, but it is though. Like, you know, you said it.
Look, it's really exciting.
Everyone has that dream. Anyway, this has been a bit of a journey for you for a while. I know that there's other plans coming down the line, which everyone should watch out as well come December for De Laurentiis, because they've got some stuff up their sleeve. I'm not going to mention anymore. But Kieran, it has been a pleasure having you in studio. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, sir.
Here's De Laurentiis on Today FM.